Episode 997, Never Be Ashamed.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. I hope your week is off to a wonderful start. Today is Inspiration Motivation Day, and it's all about you. Never be ashamed. Get ready to be uplifted with the ray of sunshine just for you. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Too often, we apologize for our failures. Too often we say, I'm sorry, for whatever reason. Never be ashamed of living your life, of living out your dreams. Instead of lashing out and quitting, you are loving out loud, comforting those in need, lending an ear, being a voice of reason. When things don't always go your way, never be ashamed or discouraged. Philippians 1:20 says this, "For I fully expect and hope that I will never be ashamed, but that I will continue to be bold for Christ as I have been in the past, and I trust that my life will bring honor to Christ." You were created on purpose. Rest in that for a moment right now. You were created on purpose. Maybe this morning you didn't feel on purpose. Maybe 2 weeks ago you were drudging in the trenches. But I'm here to remind you right now, your ray of hope is you were created on purpose. Maybe you are still searching for your purpose, though. Maybe you're trying to refine the details. But what happens? Our words trap us in defeat. Yeah, we fall into the sands, right? The quicksand. I'm sorry, dilutes the greatness journey you're on. It dilutes your purpose. You know, fall is right here around the corner. I'm really beginning to see the leaves change, and I love it because in my office where I record, I have the window and I can look out, and just on a certain sides of the trees, they're starting to change. They're not quite there yet to their full color, but they're beginning to, almost to the point where it looks like maybe they're not quite dying, but they're like, ooh, am I supposed to be doing something? You know, that's the refining process because they haven't gotten to their golden color, whether it be yellow or a red or a maroon or a gold color or maybe even a brown color. Well, with fall upon us, I think about warm stews, and I have this recipe for hamburger stew. My family absolutely loves it. It's kind of a diehard in our family. It's very much beloved. But when I make the stew, and I've done it for years and years, and I still make mistakes sometimes. I maybe get distracted, and I'm multitasking, listening to a podcast or writing something or reading something, and all of a sudden I figure out, oops, I've added too much water. When I add too much water, it dilutes it, and it doesn't taste the same. Even though I try to, you know, thicken it up with stuff that you thicken up things with, you know, the flour and the cornstarch and all this jazz, and you add more seasoning, and it's just like, it's not the same. Don't water down your dreams because they won't be the same. Don't water down your purpose because it won't be God's purpose. You'll be settling. God doesn't want you to settle. Never be ashamed. He wants you to be bold in spirit. God wants you to be bold in your heart. Be bold with Christ at the helm. Let him drive your life. Let him take you where you should go. Walk by faith, not by sight. Remember, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. What miles of greatness do you really want to be on? Where's that journey that you're like, gosh darn it, if I could just be there right now, take your mind right there, what would it look like? Would you be singing in front of 20,000 people at your own concert with your name in bright lights? Would you be ministering to those in another country, serving water, building huts for them? Maybe it's adopting your child that you've been praying for years and years and years. Maybe it's when you answer your back door. In the South, we call it the friend's entrance. And there, your friend is crying and just needs an ear. Never be ashamed of where God is leading you day to day. It drives me absolutely batty. It really does. When we say, I'm sorry. And especially for women, men, you don't do it so much, which is good for you, but bad for us as women. And that dilutes our purpose in life. And we wonder why we don't feel like we're doing anything. Because every other word besides I'm busy, we say, I'm sorry. Well, man, I missed you at that meeting. Oh, I'm sorry I couldn't be there, but. Oh, I missed you at church. I know, I'm sorry I slept in and then we just didn't go. I'm sorry. Why does there have to be always an I'm sorry? You can have an excuse, or better yet, you can have a reason behind why you did not do something. But when you say I'm sorry, you're saying I'm so not worthy. Never be ashamed. Take I'm sorry out of your vocabulary, because God wants you to be bold. Be bold in spirit. Be bold in your heart. Be bold with Christ at the helm. So when today lets you down, because it's going to, never be ashamed. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.